This week, the Los Angeles Police Department welcomed its new chief, William Bratton. He moved to the second largest city in the country after having run New York City's police department in the mid-1990s. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Bratton says he plans to tackle serious crime by getting tough on graffiti.
After getting his LAPD badge during a public ceremony this week, Chief Bratton told his new troop of 9,000 officers that he plans to revamp the department, to restore morale, and to order more cops out of their desk jobs to fight crime.
We've outnumbered 10 to 1, 100,000 gangbangers out there. The citizens of this city need you back in those streets, taking back those streets that unfortunately so many have been lost.
To try to reduce LA's rising gang violence, Bratton has vowed to wipe out graffiti from the city. That was his focus back in New York as head of the city's transit police and then police commissioner.
Who would have thought back in the 80s that the 6,000 subway cars of New York City, which were covered every square inch with graffiti, would today, you just don't see it. So you start somewhere and you basically expand on it.
By using this so-called broken windows approach, preventing bigger crimes by going after lesser offenses, New York City's overall crime rate dropped by more than 20% under Bratton's two-year watch. Eli Silverman is author of the book NYPD Fights Crime, which chronicled Bratton's efforts.
They devised units where they would work with community leaders, store owners whose stores had been defaced by graffiti, and say, "Do we have your consent to paint it over?" In other words, just don't let it stay there. And number two, try to catch the guys who do it, so this thing doesn't spiral totally out of control.
Gangs in Los Angeles often mark graffiti tags that can lead to turf wars, violence, and killings, says journalist Joe Dominic, who specializes in writing about the LAPD. In that sense, he says, trying to restore the pride of blighted neighborhoods by removing graffiti is a good thing.
But the question is he willing to take a look at the root causes of what's causing these gang problems? Is he willing to try to salvage the younger gang members and try to force the gang truces and try to work with the people who are already in the field?
Dominic notes that the broken windows approach is nothing new in Los Angeles. It's now a felony to cause more than $400 worth of damage through graffiti. Last year, more than 30 million square feet of graffiti was painted over or sandblasted in L.A., more than what was cleaned over 4 years in New York City under Bratton. Every morning, six crews from Homeboy Industries' graffiti removal team paint over tags sprayed and scrawled on buildings, sidewalks, and parks throughout East L.A. With a $400,000 city contract, crew supervisor Grant Oldfield says the Homeboys remove 150 to 200 tags every day. Some of it is gang-related turf marking, but most of it is not.
A lot of the graffiti that we deal with is, you know, 13-year-old kids coming out of elementary school or middle school with the magic marker and, you know, writing their name on a park bench.
In a dark alley of his Boyle Heights neighborhood, Johnny Carrillo says he's worried that police will now have more license to harass young men like him with heads shaved bald and wearing baggy clothing.
Graffiti taggers, I mean, they're just tagging. You know, you got nothing to worry about then. The ones you do got to worry about is the one that are out there gangbanging, you know, doing all the killing. I mean, you could tell who's really into the gangbanging and who's not. You know?
At 21, Carrillo is a former gang member and tagger. He says instead of tag busting, police should focus on clearing out corrupt officers and reducing LA's rising gang homicide rate.
The killings and all the murderings and drive-bys and everything that went up, yes, the rates went up. Just this year, I had buried about 6-7 of my friends. And the sad thing about it is that most of them weren't even gang members.
Still, Carrillo applauds Chief Bratton's attempt to clean up the neighborhoods, but he notes that the task is much more difficult in this more spread-out city than concentrated New York. As one observer put it, trying to wipe out graffiti in L.A. is like invading Russia in the winter. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.